September 11, 2001, the attacks. I am writing this article about the horrendous events which took place on September 11, 2001. I know I will never forget the deaths on that day and the video of people jumping to their deaths, rather than being burned to death in the Twin Towers. I also remember the smoke forming a demonic face as it rose to the sky, and this fact was spoken about for quite some time. There were 2,977 people killed in the attack. This included those lives lost when the rescuers died, because they rushed into the towers to save as many people as they could. The New York City Fire Department was devastated by the amounts of deaths in their department. 343 firefighters met their maker that day, 60 police from the Port Authority and New York City Police Departments, along with 8 emergency medical workers, 3 New York State court officers, and 2 others. I remember the experts saying they couldn't believe the fire was hot enough to melt the steel girders, especially since they had been coated with a fire retardant formula when the structure was built. There were several strange events that day. One was the fact the way the building came down. It looked very much like a controlled explosion, and indeed some people who saw it said they saw small explosions taking out the lower floors below where the planes hit. There was talk at the time the security detail on the building was withdrawn for a while before that day. Some might say there were a lot of conspiracy theories about the day after the attack. But one of the things which couldn't be explained was when the air was examined and it was found there was military-grade explosive residue in the air. This was not consistent with plane crashes. An organization of scientists and architects made a statement that said the fact 2 planes hit the buildings shouldn't have taken them down, and intimated there was something else going on here. When the news was being given live, a reporter, I believe from the BBC, named the building which came down, and named one building which was part of the complex but seemed to be untouched. The incredible part of this was a little while later that building collapsed. This just solidified the conspiracy for many people. It seemed impossible when the terrorists were taking flying lessons to fly large commercial planes, there would not have been an alarm going off. They took the lessons here, and it was said when it came to learning how to land, the story was, they declined, saying they didn't need those lessons. If true, this is so incredible one would believe this would have been reported to the authorities. Another factor was it doesn't seem they were ever background checked sufficiently when they got into the country. If they would have been, the authorities would have found they had false identification, and some of the people they pretended to be were still working as pilots for foreign airlines. Another thing which was truly unusual was what the Russians had announced at the time. They had claimed they had satellite photos proving we blew up the World Trade Center and it had something to do with us getting into the Middle East and oil. One of the things about the day which was found to be very strange was the fact a few people had premonitions of disaster which kept them from going to work on that day. One lady was all set to go to the World Trade Center on the 11th of September to meet friends that day for lunch, but her mother called and said she was coming over for a visit. When the mother was asked to make it another day, her mother said she could not, even though she was retired, because it seemed the right thing to do. The daughter gave in and it saved her life. One woman decided instead of going to work that day, she would start her vacation on the 11th of September. Was it fate, a guardian angel looking out for her, or some sort of subconscious intuition? Whatever it was, it certainly may have saved her life. There were at least several more people who didn't go in for various reasons, and every one of them are thankful for the events that prevented them from going to work. One woman who was probably very sad at the time for being laid off a couple of days before from her job, couldn't have been more thankful after 9/11. I think it is also important to remember there were also attacks on another structure that day, the Pentagon, and a plane which was said to have been taken over by passengers and crashed before it reached its target. The Pentagon attack had its own problems, one of which there was no photos of a plane hitting the structure. Another was a fact. Several commercial pilots said it would have been impossible for a plane to line up that low and hit the target even if a pilot with many years' experience was flying it. Another problem with the airplane idea was the area where the so-called plane hit showed no wings hitting the structure. It seemed much more like a missile hit the building. Then there was the target. It seemed the explosion destroyed the computers which had all the accounts for the military on them, and the military had been accused of not accounting for billions upon billions of dollars. The day before, Donald Rumsfeld, United States Secretary of Defense at the time, announced he was going to investigate the matter of the missing money. It is believed about 200 people died in the attack on the Pentagon. Some say 184 to be exact, and another 40 on the plane which was crashed in Pennsylvania when passengers took it over. Conspiracy theories hit the crashed plane in Pennsylvania. First of all, there was hardly any wreckage said to be found. At the time it was being said no plane with that number was accounted for. There was also some controversy about messages which were said to have been sent from the plane, which didn't seem to be possible. There were just so many events which were being questioned and even today, had no answers. Finally, it seems the wreckage of the buildings were taken away far too soon before all the bodies and parts could be found, and many complained about that, and rightfully so at the time.